USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A top Las Vegas, Nevada Democrat official was arrested Wednesday night in connection with the murder of Jeff German, an investigative journalist at conservative newspaper Las Vegas Review-Journal. The Democrat is Clark County Public Administrator Robert Tellis. He was taken into custody at his home by a SWAT team after a many hours long standoff. Mr. German was reporting bullying, favoritism, and Tellis' inappropriate relationship with a staffer when he lost his re-election back in June. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' Democrat challenger, Charlie Crist, made it known he's proud of Biden's recent hateful and decisive speech targeting Republicans. Charlie Crist also thinks Republicans are a threat to American democracy.
I thought it was a great speech. You know, the guy's telling the truth. Democracy is at stake in this election. And the point of the spear is Florida. I mean, we have an autocrat in Governor DeSantis who would like to be a dictator of America. He wants to run for president. That's crystal clear, I think, to everybody. And what President Biden did was ring the alarm and say, this is a real threat to democracy in our country.
Police in Memphis, Tennessee have arrested a repeat offender suspect after four people were killed and three others wounded in a series of random shootings in eight locations. At least one of the shootings was broadcast on Facebook Live. Memphis Mayor Jim Strickland.
These evil actions show why truth in sentencing is a must.
After receiving a light sentence from attempted murder last year, 19-year-old Ezekiel Kelly was retaken into custody after the murderous rampage. The National Football League officially starts the season tonight. The 17 regular season games played over the next 18 weeks will start in Los Angeles, California, as the Rams host the Buffalo Bills, 8:20 p.m. Eastern on NBC. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
Miles Sanderson, one of the two suspects in a stabbing spree that left 10 people dead in the Canadian province of Saskatchewan, has died. He had been arrested earlier in the afternoon following a three-day manhunt. Both brothers accused of the crimes up in Canada are now deceased. Dr. Anthony Fauci, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, and other top Biden officials who are resisting efforts to obtain their communications with social media companies must hand over their records. U.S. District Judge Terry Doughty ordered on Tuesday. The government is being sued by the attorneys general of Louisiana and Missouri over alleged collusion with social media firms to censor users. 50 government officials have been ordered to turn over their communications as soon as possible. COVID booster shots are a thing now.
COVID booster shots are being branded as an annual fall vaccine now, similar to the flu shot. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky tells MSNBC things are looking up.
It will perform better against other circulating variants that may come, and that it won't sacrifice anything in terms of protection of the original strain. So we're in a much better place with this updated booster right now.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Russian President Vladimir Putin on Wednesday accused the United States of wanting to maintain a dictatorship over global affairs. Putin slammed America and the West repeatedly during a speech before business leaders gathered in far eastern Russia, saying sanctions imposed on Moscow is a danger to the whole world and left Europe worse off. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay? Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, I'm not that. So I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.